Chapter 5. From Hellwell to heaven he went, there to commune with the gods. The celestial city holds many mysteries, including some of the keys to his own past. Not all that transpired during the time he dwelled there is known. It is known, however, that he petitioned the gods on behalf of the world, obtaining the sympathy of some, the enmity of others. Had he chosen to betray humanity and accept the proffers of the gods, it is said by some that he might have dwelled forever as a lord of the city and not have met his death beneath the claws of the phantom cats of Kanebura. It is said by his detractors, though, that he did accept these proffers, but was later betrayed himself, so giving his sympathies back to suffering mankind for the rest of his days, which were few.
Girt about with lightnings, standard-bearer armed with the sword, the wheel, the bow, devourer, sustainer, Kali, knight of destruction at world's end, who walketh the world by night, protectress, deceiver, serene one, loved and lovely, Brahmani, mother of the Vedas, dweller in the silent and most secret places, well-omened and gentle, all-knowing, swift as thought, wearer of skulls, possessed of power, the twilight, invincible leader, pitiful one, opener of the way before those lost, granter of favors, teacher, valor in the form of woman, chameleon-hearted, practitioner of austerities, magician, pariah, deathless and eternal.
Arittara Bhutanin Kanamosh Totara Satakas Totara
36-40.
Then, as so often in the past, her snowy fur was sleeked by the wind. She walked where the lemon-colored grasses stirred. She walked a winding track under dark